The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Richard Bennett, Executive Chairman of GTEC. That's GTC is ticker. Richard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've recently announced some news about some contract wins. We'll talk about that and other parts of the business as well. Before we do, Richard, for people maybe not familiar with the story of the company, just give us, if you could, a summary as to what GTEC's all about.
Sure. Well, for those that don't know GTEC, it's a company that helps companies find subsurface natural resources that are really vital for the energy transition. Historically, the business has been making its money. It used to help energy companies find oil and gas assets. We have a very big database called Globe of geoscience data, and we've been using that very effectively to sell that to help energy companies find oil and gas. But as we've sort of advanced our way into the energy transition, there's a whole bunch of other companies now looking to how to find new subsurface resources. You know, very much, you know, that's about carbon capture and storage, where we can park carbon dioxide. Geothermal projects that we're working with people like EVOR, new geothermal technologies that are looking to be deployed on a global sort of scale. And also, very importantly, in the subsurface world, is finding the critical minerals that are really vital for the energy transition. So that is the copper, the lithium, the nickels, all of these battery metals that are going to be needed by sort of car manufacturers of the future for electrification. And clients there are people like BHP Minerals and so on. And I think what is unique about the company from its history is at the heart of the company, we have our platform called Globe. And this is, it was a spin out, gosh, about 25, 30 years ago from Leeds University. And they've been collecting all this kind of earth science data, being magnetic or gravity or earth observation data. And then in this data set, they're using a lot of advanced algorithmic work and more recently sort of AI techniques to really kind of, so say, predict, well, if we find this type of mineral occurrence here, how do we find it somewhere else on the planet? And it's making that platform available to these modern explorers is what we're about.
Yeah. And you've also got involvement in green hydrogen as well.
So the green hydrogen project is, we have a subsidiary called H2 Green that was bought probably just over 2 years ago by the company. It's got a number of exciting small projects in the hydrogen space, I think most notably with the Port of Shoreham and some projects in Scotland where they're located, particularly around Inverness and places like that. What can I say about sort of green hydrogen? It's been proving to be challenging, I think, in the UK. We have a sort of energy policy that is not quite sort of fully baked when it comes to green hydrogen. So we've started them, and as we've sort of gone into them, it's very hard to predict when you'll actually have the hydrogen demand in terms of trucks and things like that ready to come online to that. Yeah. But we're plugging away and developing that, and I think one of the things I think sort of people will have observed, I've been sort of stated, I think, sort of publicly, and that we've been very much looking forward the right investment partners to help us drive some of these projects forward. Yeah. I think when GTEC got involved, I think they kind of underestimated probably how much a hydrogen project would cost. I think they started off with Shoreham being 5 million and it's gone up to like a 60 million sort of price tag, which is out of kilter with what GTEC has been doing. So I've been trying to find sort of a way of funding that. Mm-hmm. We started off a little adventure, I think, with Graham Cooley earlier this year, where we were looking to see if we could spin it out into the public markets in its own right with its own management team. But I think none of us could predict at that time that, you know, back in January, that the markets would be so firmly closed. So I had to make a bit of a call on that sort of recently. So we've decided not to pursue an IPO, but to pursue other ventures with the business, other ways to finance that business in a private sense.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go to the traditional side of the business, your recurring revenue, your contracts, your wins, your data management and Globe and all that. And so you announced yesterday you've won three contracts. Give us some detail of this, if you could, Richard.
So it's the bread and butter of the business really has been Globe. So I think we've done sort of, there were three contract wins over the last period. One was renewal. So the license has been renewed for another 3 years by a large energy company. And then we've sort of attracted two new customers to the base that very much want to use the data for exploring for critical minerals projects on the business. And this for us is, you know, the energy transition is it's a phenomenally large growing business. Mm. And we're trying to find ways, you know, sort of, I think it's what I'm, my business challenge is we have a team that's really sold to oil and gas companies. Yeah. And now we're taking it now and sort of bringing in new salespeople and really making it relevant, you know, to the, you know, so getting the proposition out to the other people that are looking for subsurface resources for critical minerals. And we're really showing the progress on that. And the good thing on that is, you know, we've got more than £4 million sort of pound worth of order book of contract data sales to fulfill over the next 2 to 3 years on Globe. Mm. And yeah, we continue to add to that, which is the good news story of this week.
And I suppose as well, you're looking back, I mean, you know, strong cash position, which is an enviable place to be in at the moment, because as I said, at the moment, the markets are sort of closed or very hard for people raising money. So at least you don't need to do that. Like I said, you know, record growth, you said the last financial, 4.3 million of cash, when your market cap is what, just shy of 7, isn't it?
I suppose we're not the only people in this category, but the market cap is very out of kilter for where the business is at this point. Yeah. So, you know, the fundamentals are strong. You'll have seen we've had sort of 3 years of continuous growth in the revenue side of the business. We're relaunching our products to make them relevant, so from just being oil and gas now to critical minerals and to geothermal, which are very exciting parts of the energy transition. And also importantly for us, they're places where you can defend. You know, we've got unique data. So we're not like a solar operator where you're competing with lots of people. There's very few people that have this level of data to do that.
So
it's how do we monetize that? And so there's the large explorers, which is where we're making headways now. But also what I'm doing is we launched what we call our decarbonizers product range, mm-hmm. where we're taking the same data but making it available to industrial customers. And for example, there we've been working with a global FMCG company that's got, they're all trying to get to net zero, which is, you know, vital for what we're for the planet and so on. But to do that, they always have to, how do they substitute heat in their industrial processes where they're using oil and gas today? How do they use something else? So in this one particular case, we've just screened 130 manufacturing plants around the globe for the potential for geothermal around each plant. And of those plants, I think we found 33 where it's a possibility, and now working with the client to actually sort of develop that one going forward. And there are hundreds of companies like that that are looking to get to that net zero position. So really making the data available and taking it on that journey is really very exciting. You know, I think so. These are typically, you know, the initial pre-screenings are sort of £50,000 in the order of that. And there's a lot of companies that we think we can sell that to.
That's good news. Excellent stuff. Okay, well, Richard, if you could then, if someone's listening to this right now and likes the sound of the progress you're making in these areas but are not yet following the story, give them, if you could, three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their list, please.
Of course. Well, for me, it's we're addressing a really exciting and fast-growing market. I think the energy transition really now is an unstoppable force. And we've got a very unique and defendable niche. It's more than a niche, but we kind of got a position in there where we're helping people to kind of find those new energy resources for the energy transition, be it geothermal, be it critical minerals. You know, and with that, we're very good at copper and lithium and nickel and so on. And I think behind that, we're doing that off the base of a proven technology platform. You know, the Globe's origins are now 30 years old. It's being bought very widely by the oil and gas community. And now we're applying that to the new energy industries. And so we're not a huge technology risk. We're actually really just reapplying our technology to new industry areas. And thirdly, as you said, I think, as you pointed out, we have cash. You know, we're not in the any need or any plans at the moment to go and raise money. So the share price is, you know, we've got the money in the bank, we've got our own platform, we've got our own property. We're, in my view, we're very significantly undervalued. And as people start learning about how I'm really repositioning the company and growing it, I think that will not will soon be reflected in the share price.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Richard, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Very much look forward to that. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.